Well, what we do is we compare both long-term and short-term job growth and sort of see where the momentum is. But even if you just take the last year, Dallas is really, the whole Dallas area is just doing extraordinarily well and has very rapid job growth, pretty much unmatched anywhere in the country. But what's more impressive to me is, and you'll see in the next few weeks, Infos will have various different categories of business. Very strong in business services, in particular, that it's a very broad-based growth. There are parts of the country where, let's say, the tech sector is sort of dominant. In other areas, you might see manufacturing. But in the Dallas area, it's very broad-based and very strong and has been so for a while. Again, we look a lot, not just at this year's numbers, but what is the long and midterm perspective, and really Dallas has done exceptionally well.
Does that surprise a lot of people throughout the rest of the country that think that Texas is nothing but oil?
Well, yeah, I mean, as somebody who, one of my jobs is I help run a think tank out of Houston, so I know that Texas is very, very varied. Certainly the Dallas economy, oil is certainly a factor, but it's not sort of a driving factor. Even in Houston now, there are many other sectors that are important, and of course oil is beginning to do better anyway. But I think that people don't understand that there's been a really major movement of talent, of educated millennials, to almost all the major Texas Triangle cities, Dallas being one of them, but also San Antonio does very well. Austin does very well. Houston's beginning to pick up again after a couple of rough years. Texas has become a great attractor of young people, and particularly people in their 30s and 40s. You know, as millennials begin to start families, they begin to want to buy houses, they really find that, let's say, a place like the Bay Area, increasingly Seattle, Southern California, New York, are just places where you simply cannot buy a house. You really can't achieve a middle-class standard of living unless you have a lot of money, you have wealthy parents, or you rob the bank.